All right, Tammy, and we are talking about gastroesophageal reflux disease. Can you give me a little bit more information about what exactly that is?
Gastroesophageal reflux, which is also called GERD, is a condition where the food or liquid contents of the stomach back up into your food pipe or esophagus. And then what happens then is the esophagus gets inflamed, and then that's when people feel what we often call heartburn or acid indigestion.
Okay, now is it similar to actual acid reflux disease, or is it different, or what?
It is acid reflux disease. That's exactly what it is. It's what we also call acid reflux.
Okay, so they're the exact same thing then. Now, does it have any ties to for instance, gallbladder attacks? Because I know a lot of people who have, you know, gallbladder problems, they feel that they actually are getting heartburn or acid reflux, but it actually turns out that it's their gallbladder problems. So is there any way to help differentiate between the two?
Well, really, the only way to differentiate between a gallbladder attack and esophageal reflux, of course, is to, you really need to see a doctor if you don't know which you have. And actually, for gastroesophageal reflux disease, what they say is if you're experiencing symptoms or taking medications most days for a couple of weeks, you really should go see the doctor.
All right. Now, exactly how common is GERD? For example, are health officials seeing an increase in reported cases of it?
Well, the increase that we most likely hear of these days is that we know now that more infants have it than was previously thought. So we actually see more young children, babies, on medication for gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I don't know that I think before it may have happened, we just didn't recognize it as such. But the truth of the matter is we're also a more overweight society than we used to be. And overweight can be a cause of gastroesophageal reflux disease because pressure on the stomach, which overweight can do, can contribute to gastroesophageal reflux disease.
I bet that's what my problem is. I'm a little few pounds overweight, and I have really bad acid flare-ups most days. So now what foods should people avoid that would possibly set off any kind of symptoms?
Okay, what you want to do is you want to avoid foods that relax the esophageal sphincter, and that is the muscle that leads from the esophagus to the stomach. So when that muscle is relaxes as we swallow food, and then it closes back up. But something in GERD, something causes that muscle to relax again, and it pushes contents from your stomach, including stomach acid, which is what causes the pain, back up into your esophagus. So there's foods that relax that esophageal sphincter. And so those foods are fatty foods, chocolate, peppermint, and peppermint's oftentimes people think they need to take it to calm their stomach, and it may calm the stomach, but it relaxes the esophageal sphincter. So if you have problems with GERD, you want to stay away from peppermint. Coffee is also a culprit, as well as colas and alcohol.
All right. Now, I also read in your article here that that tea could be a possible factor. Is that, you know, something that you really should avoid, or is it something that you can kind of take sparingly?
Actually, it's all of the foods, you know, some people may be able to take them in and some may not. And so tea is a possible culprit. It may bother people. It may not. It's just something you have to figure out for yourself if it's a cause.
Okay, yeah, see, me personally, I love tea. I actually have my jug of tea sitting next to me, and I never have problems with it. So now what kind of medications actually exist as far as over-the-counter, like, and prescription-wise? Like, what kind of medications would be highly recommended for people to take to help alleviate their symptoms?
Well, the first thing that we really recommend, or I would recommend, or probably any medical provider would recommend, is try to do the things first before you do medication. So try first to stop taking in the foods that cause it. The other thing is a full stomach can put pressure on your lower esophageal sphincter, and so you would want to eat small meals more often, and then, of course, stop smoking, because smoking also irritates or relaxes the esophageal sphincter. So you would first and maintain a healthy weight. So after you've kind of done all of those things, then the next thing people take is antacids, because the thing that causes the pain is the stomach acid backing up into the esophagus, so the antacid helps alleviate that. And then there are other over-the-counter medications, but for gastroesophageal reflux. But I really, I don't know that I can recommend them. I really feel like a doctor should make that recommendation.
Okay, well, I totally agree with that. But, just a simple question. Now, what are the long-term effects of having GERD? Like, if it goes untreated, what are the long-term health effects that it could have on a person?
Well, the long-term effects is if that acid keeps backing up into the esophagus, then you can start having, you can get ulcers in the esophagus and damage of the esophagus. And so, and eventually surgery could be required, which is why, that's why the recommendation is after a couple of weeks, of course, see the doctor and let the doctor make a recommendation.
All right, Tammy, now where can people go to get more information? Do you have a website or any kind of phone numbers that people can call to get more information about this disease?
Of course, we have MissouriFamilies.org, which is where my article about this topic is.